exercising its right of reply to the statement made by Israel during general debate under item 4. To add insult to injury, and concurrently with carpet bombing Lebanon and heavily breaching its sovereignty around the clock, the occupying power constantly refers to the Lebanese state by using derogatory language, forgetful of the fact that Lebanon doesn't occupy other countries nor kill their civilians. Furthermore, Lebanon is a tolerant country that respects international law and acts responsibly on the global stage. We have proven that yesterday at the United Nations Security Council. Mr. President, ever since Israel unleashed hell on Lebanon last week, provoking more than 600 deaths and 1,500 wounded so far, including women, children, and elderly, and sometimes wiping out entire families, the occupying power tries to distract the attention of the Council from its ongoing gross violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in my country. Its favorite angle is, in this regard, to try to vilify the legitimate Lebanese resistance against its occupation by labeling Hezbollah as terrorist, whereas Hezbollah was never labeled as such by the United Nations, let alone being an integral part of the Lebanese social and political fabric. Mr. President, it's sadly absurd that after the cyber terror attack it launched last week against Lebanon, in total disregard of international humanitarian law, killing, injuring, mutilating, and blinding thousands, the occupying power has, nevertheless, no qualms about hurling accusations of terrorism on others. I thank you, Mr. President. The floor